A newly released report by the Southern Education Foundation says a majority of all public school students across the United States come from low-income families. Experts say that could have important implications for the nation. For more about that, we're joined now from Washington by Lindsay Layton. She covered the story for the Washington Post. So the numbers have been getting worse over time, right? I mean, 10 years ago, it was only four states that had more than half their populations, the school children populations, qualify for free or reduced lunches. Now it's 21 states.
That's right, Hari. We've seen a really rapid acceleration in this group of kids. And of course, you know, people point to the 2008 recession as something that really made these numbers explode, but we've seen continued acceleration. It hasn't stabilized. It's getting worse, and now we're at 51%. So a majority of public school kids qualify for free food.
So what are some of the other strains on the system? In your story, I remember seeing that basically teachers are starting to act more than just teachers. They're social workers, they're psychologists.
Well, if you talk to any teacher in a high poverty school, they will tell you that they spend a huge amount of their time just making sure that kids are okay. I mean, these kids don't come into school wondering, am I going to take a test today? They come into school wondering, am I going to be okay? I talked with one kindergarten teacher, a veteran teacher from New Mexico. She teaches in downtown Albuquerque, and she told me that the first hour of her morning, she does an inventory to check her kids. Have they eaten? Are they clean? She keeps a drawer full of socks, shoes, clean underwear, toothbrushes for them, just to take care of their immediate needs. She can't even focus on the academics.
Well, what are some of the impacts or the potential impacts for education policy? I mean, right now there's a national conversation going about testing and whether to reauthorize No Child Left Behind or the Common Core, et cetera, but how can we really focus on tests if what you're saying and what this teacher is saying is that we really have a deeper underlying problem? The kids aren't going to be thinking about tests when they're thinking about whether they're hungry.
Well, a lot of advocates for kids and a lot of Democrats and progressives want to see more spending to create wraparound services around these kids, that the schools not only need help with the academics, with technology and curriculum and teacher training, but they also need to provide social services for these children. That's the argument that a lot of progressives are making. Right now in town here, the Congress is about to debate the reauthorization of the main federal education law, and Republicans think that perhaps we're just not spending our money efficiently, and that if states had more authority and more power in their spending, that the money would go to, you know, the greatest needs, and that we need to streamline spending and give more authority to states. So there's a real debate going on about what to do about this problem.
Are there patterns that you see here emerging when you look at the data around the country? Are certain parts hit worse than others?
Well, all you need to do is glance at the map, which is it's available at the Southern Education Foundation website and also at the Washington Post. You just take a look at that map and you can see the red areas where you've got the high concentration of poor kids. It's obviously it's the South and it's the West. So those are, you know, border states with a lot of immigration. That's obvious. But then you also see in other parts of the country where you don't expect that. Vermont, for instance, one out of every three kids in Vermont needs free lunches and breakfast. So the need is growing. It's all over the country. And beyond the obvious issues in the border states, you can find it all over the place.
All right. Lindsay Layton from The Washington Post joining us from Washington tonight. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Hari.